Now it's Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Leave Lord Chaitanya in South India, and now we have to come back to Navadvip. Remember? Yesterday we're continuing the story. We're in Navadvip. We're on the bank of the Ganga. And this is a story about a rather infamous character, Gopal Chapala. Gopal Chapala offends Srivas Thakur. And yesterday we heard about Gopal Chapala. He wasn't able to enter the nocturnal kirtans at Srivasangam. He was denied entrance because of his lack of adhikar. He became very envious and hateful, and he wanted to defame Srivas by putting all the puja paraphernalia for Kali Bhairav or Bhavani on the doorstep. A pot of wine and some red flowers and red chandan and other things. And then Srivas, seeing that in the morning, he called all the seniors in the village and said, "Oh, look, you see, at night I'm worshipping Bhavani." He was saying like that. And then they all became disturbed. And then they said, "Who has done this?" Then 3 days after making that offense to Srivas, then Gopal Chapala broke out with Kushta. Kushta means leprosy. And he was dying of leprosy. And then by chance, he met Lord Chaitanya on the bank of the Ganga. Lord Chaitanya came his way. And then he was glorifying the Lord. He said, "My Lord, you're an incarnation. And you're delivering so many fallen souls. So won't you be kind enough to deliver me?" That's where we left off yesterday. So now this is the reply. Because he says, Loka sab udarite tomara avatar, muni bhara dukhi more karha udhar. That you're the avatar of welfare. You're the universal welfare worker, Loka Sabha. And you've come for the benefit of all the living entities. And Loka means persons and also means planets. So you've come to benefit everyone everywhere. So please, I'm begging you, please be merciful to me. So Lord Chaitanya, what did he say? Eta shuni mahaprabhur haila kruda man krodaveshe bhaletare tarjana vachan. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu became greatly angry, and in that angry mood he spoke some words chastising him. So sometimes people say, "Gornitai, don't take any offenses. Gornitai, don't get angry. Gornitai," they say like this. But there's so many pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat where Nityananda is angry with Shivananda, kicks him in the chest, and Chaitanya is angry with Devananda so many times. It's not that they don't get angry. So sometimes people think, "Oh, Gornitai, very merciful." The point is they're very merciful, but then they usually say, "Yes, Gornitai are very merciful. They don't take any offenses. Therefore, I can do puja 1 week, then put them in a box for 1 year, then do puja for 2 days, then put them in a box. They don't take any offenses." Where is the proof for this? And we see so many times where they accept offenses, and people have to suffer because of their offenses to Gornitai. And then maybe they get forgiven later, maybe they don't. So we have to be always, whenever we're dealing with any form of the Lord, we have to be very conscientious and very careful and very devotional and loving. It's not that we say, "Oh, this form of the Lord, I want to make a contract with him because I can," you know, it's like some dog. No matter what you do to your dog, he's always faithful. You kick him or throw him down the stairs, he always comes back and wags his tail. Blind faith. But Gornitai, it's not so, you can't cheat them like that. So then he said, in an angry mood, he spoke some words chastising him. When we hear about kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, krodh, it says, krodha vesh. You say prema vesh. Oftentimes the same book is talking about, Lord Chaitanya was prema vesh, and he was in ecstasy, rolling on the floor, dancing in ecstasy. Now it's krodha vesh. It means absorbed in anger, enveloped in anger. And what did he say? Are papi bhakta dveshi tore nao darima koti janme mate kidaya kayo yima. You sinful person, are papi, envious, bhakta dveshi. Right? Icha dvesha samutena dvanda mohena bharata. Krishna says in Gita 2, people are born in this material world out of desire and envy. Icha, desire and dvesha. Bhakta Dweshi, you're envious of devotees. I shall not deliver you. Rather, I shall have you bitten by these germs for millions of years. There's all these bugs and germs are biting him up, and all these open sores oozing pus and blood on his body. Purport. We should note herein that all our sufferings in this material world, especially disease, are due to our past sinful activities. Haribo. And of all sinful activities, now that's what we call an absolute statement. And of all sinful activities, actions directed against a pure devotee out of sheer envy are considered extremely severe. Mahaprabhu wanted Gopal Chapal to understand the cause of his suffering. Any person who disturbs a pure devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name is certainly punished like Gopal Chapal. This is the instruction of Mahaprabhu. As we shall see, one who offends a pure devotee can never satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until he sincerely regrets his offense and rectifies it. Text 52, chapter 17. Shivase karaila tumi bhavani pujan koti janma habitora roreve patan. You have made Srivas Thakur appear to have been worshipping the goddess Bhavani. Simply for this offense, you will have to fall down into hell for 10 million births. Haribol. Pashandi samharite more avatar. Pashandi samhari bhakti karimu prachar. I have appeared in this incarnation to kill the demons, Pashandis, and after killing them, to preach the cult of devotional service. So I'm going to kill the demons, and who's ever left, I'm going to give them bhakti. Parichanaya saranam vinashaya cha duskritam. Duskrit vinash. The duskritis, the bad actors. Duskriti means bad actors. Those who act badly, then vinash, I will finish them off. But the saranam, parichanaya saranam, the saintly, submissive, and surrendered souls, I will deliver them. Chanaya. What's that verse is quoted in the purport? Krishna's Kaviraj comes. Eta bali gela prabhu karite ganga snan se papi dukha bhoge najaya paran. After saying this, the Lord left to bathe in the Ganga. And that sinful man, Gopal Chapal, did not give up his life, but he continued to suffer. Purport. From this it appears that an offender to a Vaishnava continues to suffer and does not give up his life. We have actually seen that a great Vaishnava Aparadi continuously suffered so much that it was difficult for him to move, and yet he did not die. Do you have any idea who he's speaking about? At any rate, Prabhupada observed that. There's a couple more verses. Sanyas kariya jabe prabhuni lachale gela tata haita jabe kulia gramayala tave se papi prabhur lahila sharan hitupadesha kaila haiya karun. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after accepting sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri and returned to Kuliya Gram. That's in Kuliya Gram is the old name of Navadweep town, Navadweep city. When you cross the Ganga from Mayapur, you go to what we call Navadweep. That was originally called Kuliya, and one portion of that is called Koladweep. Koladweep is the island of the Kola. Kola means the boar, because in some yuga, Vraha actually appeared there. Kola. Kola means boar. This is described Navadweep Dhammahatmyam. Because all the avatars have appeared in that Dham, one time or another. So what happened was that Lord Chaitanya, now he was, of course, this event took place in Navadvip, Mayapur, Srivastava's house, nearby the Ganga, outside of the town. Lord Chaitanya chastised that sinful wretch, that envious bhakta, that envious person, Gopal Chapal. Then he left Mayapur, went to Puri after taking sannyas. And then he came back, he returned. But he couldn't go to Mayapur because his wife was there, Vishnupriya. So the sannyasi is not allowed to return to his home, I mean, at least to see his wife. So then he stayed in Kulia, across the Ganga, and a place called Koladweep. And when he was there, then he says it, upon his return, upon Lord Chaitanya's return, that sinful man, Gopal Chapala, took shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. The Lord, being merciful, gave him instructions for his benefit. Tabe se papi prabhur lahila sharan. So prabhu sharan. He took shelter of prabhu's feet, that sinful person. Hita upadesh. Like we say, isn't there some book like that? What's it called? Hita upadesh. It's called Hita upadesh. Hita means benefit. Of course, there's some type of stories like Panchatantra and animal stories which have some moral or some benefit for the development of character for children or anyone who reads them. And story teaching through a story fashion. So Hita Upadesh means instructions for your benefit. Hita Upadesh Kaila Haila Karun. So Lord Chaitanya expressed his mercy by giving Shiksha, Shiksha Guru. Oftentimes people come and they say, "Oh, Maharaj, please give me your mercy, give me your mercy." I say, "All right, get up every day at 4 a.m. Because Prabhupada says in the purport of Nectar Instruction, members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement rise by 4 a.m. So, Krishna Consciousness Movement means people that are conscious of Krishna and they're moving. Because many people are conscious, but not of Krishna. And many people are moving, but to hell. But the devotees are conscious of Krishna and they're moving to Krishna. Back home, back to Godhead. So if you consider yourself one of those moving people, one of those conscious people who are moving towards Krishna, then this instruction for Nectar Instruction purport applies to you. Members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So someone might say, "Well, that's only for the people that live inside the temple. They're in the Krishna Conscious Movement. But we're not. We're in the sleeping conscious movement." We're conscious of our sleeping, and it's most extremely pleasurable at 4 a.m. to sleep. Because by the time you toss and turn and roll and rise and fall, by about 3 o'clock you finally fall asleep. And by 4 you're really cruising in lower gear, lower modes of nature. Remember we used to sleep on the roof in the Gurukul in Vrindavan in the summertime. And it was really, some years back in 87, 88, it was really hot, really hot. The first thing, we go on the roof about 10 o'clock and pour a bucket of water from the bathroom where we're sleeping, and that would steam off the roof. And then we put a mat down. Then we take a bucket of water with a gumsha inside and keep it next to our bed. As we're lying there sweating all night, then we would get up and take the gumsha, put it in the water and wring it out, then lay it on our chest, you know, on our body, and try to cool off, and that would dry out, and then we'd do it again. Very hot and very dry. Vrindavan summers, back in those days. So then, finally doing that ritual half the night, from 10, 11, 12, just about, all of a sudden, at about 3:30, a cool breeze would start to blow from the Yamuna. The temperature would get down to somewhere where you could actually fall asleep. And about 4 o'clock, you could actually start to sleep. And then all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding. Samsara Dava. Oh my God, what do you know about that? So I remember that some of the more dutiful devotees, somehow we were in some kind of inspired mode. But we'd be rising at that time. When everyone was falling, including ourselves, we would rise. And we'd look around the roof and there'd be like 80 brahmacharis saying, you know, "I'm doing Manasi Puja today." And they would stay there through the... And it was, that was the golden time for summer sleeping, from 4 a.m. until 6:30. And most of them stayed there. So this, I was saying the point is that mercy, karuna, compassion, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving his karuna to this papi, Gopala Chapala, by giving him hita upadesh, instructions for his benefit. So people often ask for mercy. So mercy means you give an instruction to someone to improve themselves in performance of bhakti. Then if they surrender to it and follow it, then they get the mercy. Mercy means that you become attached to Krishna. You become favored by Krishna. You become dear to Krishna. You become purified. Everyone says, Kripa karo, Kripa karo. Maharaj, Kripa karo, Kripa karo. Give me your mercy. Okay. Take sannyas. Yeah, you have 16 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren, so it's about time you took sannyas. Seems that you're unduly attached. Oh, can you give me some other mercy? We want to dial the mercy according to our preference. But this is karuna. Karuna means hita upadesh. So someone who is writing books, he's expressing so much karuna because he's giving so many instructions to benefit people. So now here's the mercy. Here it comes, Gopal. Are you ready? Gopal Chapel, you're there. You're in Gopal's party. You've come with him. You met the Lord and you're begging the Lord for mercy. Oh, Mahaprabhu, Kripa Karo. Oh, it's so kind of you. You came back from Puri. We thought we would never get relief from this leprosy, and now you're here, and please give us mercy. Yes. Hitu Upadesha Karuna. I will express my compassion by giving you the mercy. Are you ready? Tabe Tora Habe E Papa Vimochan Jaripun Aiche Nahi Karana Acharan. Mahaprabhu said to Gopal, you have committed offense at the lotus feet of Shivas Thakur. First you must go to him and beg for his mercy. And then, if he gives you his blessings, and you do not commit such sins again, you will be freed from these reactions. Tabe vipralaila asi Shivasera sharan Tanhara kripaya hoila Papa vimochan. Gopal Chapla went to Shivas, took shelter of his lotus feet, and by Shivas Thakur's mercy, he was freed from all sinful reactions. Papa Vimochan, Kripai. So that's the... That's a very fortunate person. And then, I can't remember, there's another pastime that follows this. And it would have seemed that I... Oh, we already read that before, actually. The curse of the angry Brahmin. We read about that, right? Because that comes next. There's lots of angry Brahmins. There's lots of angry Brahmins in Mayapur. Gopal Chapla. We already read about the other one who, of course, cursed Lord Chaitanya not to enjoy anything. I curse you not to enjoy material life. And Lord Chaitanya, oh, great. Dancing around. So now the next story, but this is Adi Lila chapter 8, verse 71 through 79. This is the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who is the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Did Krishnadas Kaviraj, is he the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Is it Lord Chaitanya? Who is the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita? That we have to find out here. Okay. The real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila chapter 8, verse number 71. Arajata Brindavane Vaise Bhakta Gan Shesha Lila Shunite Sabara Hailaman. In Brindavan, there were many great devotees, and all these devotees wanted to hear about the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Mora agya karila sabe karuna kariya tan sabara bole liki nirla jahaya. By their mercy, says Krishnadas, all these devotees ordered me to write of the last pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of their order only, although I am shameless, nirlaja, without any shyness, I have attempted to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tansavara Boli. I've attempted. I'm very shamelessly trying to do this work. Vaishnavera Agyapana Chintita Antare Madana Gopale Gelan Agya Magibari. Having received the order of the Vaishnavas, but being anxious within my heart, Chintita Antare, Chinta, some disturbance within, I went to the temple of Madan Mohan in Vrindavan to ask his permission also. Prabhupada's purport. A Vaishnava always follows the orders of Guru and Krishna. By the mercy of the Vaishnavas, Krishna's Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he considered all the devotees to be his preceptor gurus or spiritual masters. And Madan Gopal, who is the same as Madan Mohan, is Krishna himself. So thus he took permission from both of them. And then when he received the mercy of both Guru and Krishna, he was able to write this great literature. This example should be followed. Anyone who attempts to write about Krishna must first take permission from the spiritual master and Krishna. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and the spiritual master is his direct external representative. Krishna is situated antar bahi, within and without. Antar, in the heart as super soul, bahi, externally as the guru. One must first become a pure devotee by following the strict regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds daily. When one thinks that he is actually on the Vaishnava platform, he must then take permission from the spiritual master, and that permission must also be confirmed from Krishna within the heart, his heart. Therefore, if one is very sincere and pure, he can write transcendental literature, either prose or poetry. So, this is a good purport. This is one of our God brothers in the audience has written 18 books and published books and 25 e-books. So apparently, he must be receive confirmation from Krishna within his heart and permission from Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, if you want to please me, distribute my books. But you have to write books also. Because he also said, writing books is our family business. So, Darashan Kari Kailan Charana Vandan Gosai Dasha Pujari Kari Charana Sevan. This is an entry from the personal diary. All these statements are taken directly from Krishna's Kaviraj's diary. Because no one knows about the history of a book better than the author. How this book came about, why did you write it, where did you write it, whom did you write it for, what inspiration did you get to write this book? When I visited the temple of Madan Mohan, the priest of the deity, his name was Gosai Das, was serving the feet of the Lord, Charna Vandana. He was worshipping the feet. And I also prayed at the Lord's lotus feet. Darshan Kailan Charana Vandan. I prayed. I took darshan and I prayed to the lotus feet of the Lord. Interesting idea he's giving here, because generally if you were to go to some person to ask for something, to pray for something, or to beg for something, you would address their face. You would look them in the eye or in the face and say, my dear sir, please, I need some money or whatever. You wouldn't come in and look at their feet, generally. A person would think you're a little strange or really shy. You came in and said, well, sir, he says, Charana Vandana. He says, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnam Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam. So Archanam and Vandanam. Puja, Archanam, Murti Puja, is always accompanied with Vandanam. So many stutis and stotrams and prayers are offered before the puja, during the puja, and after the puja. When one is bathing the Lord, they can recite the Purusha Shukta if they are in Vaidimarg or worshipping of Vishnu in Vaikuntha. Or they can recite Brahma Samhita or they can chant Madhura Nam, Nam Sankirtan, or the Mahamantra, or other beautiful prayers glorifying Yugala Kishore, while bathing and dressing. So this is the Archanam and Vandanam, they go together. So here he's saying Charna, he's saying Darshana Kari Koilan, Charna Vandan, that I was taking Darshan to the Lord and offering prayers, Vandanam, to his lotus feet. Gosai Das Pujari, Pujari was named Gosai. Very interesting. Most Pujaris have a surname, Goswami. Padmanabh Goswami, Nirmal Chand Goswami, so-and-so Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. And they're the Pujaris and Sevites of the various temples in Vrindavan. Bunki Bihari Goswamis, you must have heard the term. So he was doing Charna Sevan. He was serving the lotus feet, and I was praying to them. Pujari was serving the lotus feet of the Lord, and I was praying to those lotus feet. Prabhu Radcharane Jadi, Agyama Agila, Prabhu Kanta Haite Mala, Kasiya Parila. When I prayed to Lord Madan Mohan for permission to write this book glorifying the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, what happened? Prabhu Kanta Haite Mala, Kasiya Parila. A mala, a flower garland, pushpa mala, that was hanging from the kanta, from the neck of Madan Mohan, it slipped off his neck, and it fell down, padila. Sabe Vaishnavagan Haridwani Dila, Gosani Dasani Mala Mora Gala Dila. As soon as this happened, all the Vaishnavas that were accompanying me in the temple at the time, everyone standing there, they all loudly chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gosai Das, the Bajari of Madan Mohan, immediately brought that garland to me and draped it around my neck. Agya Malapana Amar Haila Ananda Tahani Karinoe Grantere Aramba. So this mala, this is the agya. Agya means the order. I was greatly pleased to have received Madan Mohan's garland, which signified his order, or the order of the Lord. And then and there, I commenced to write this book, Grant Aramba. Aramba means beginning, like today is called Kartik Aramba. Kartik Mas Aramba. Many people begin their Kartik Brata. Aramba means beginning. Kartik Brata Aramba, they begin today on Purnima. So Granta Likana. He began to write then and there this book. E Granta Lekaya More Madana Mohan Amara Likana Jena Shukena Patana. Actually, this is Krishnas Kaviraj speaking. Actually, Chaitanya Charitamrita is not my writing, but the dictation of Madan Mohan. My writing is like the repetition of a parrot. Amara Likan, Shukera Pant, Pantan, Patan. Patan means, Patan means, like Bhagavat Pat, means the speaking or the responding of a Shuka, parrot. You train the parrot. Hello, say, oh parrot, say hello. Hello, hello. So then you go in and say, hey parrot, say hello. Hello. So Madan Mohan is telling Krishna's Kaviraj, say this verse. Yare deke tare ka Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hana tare desh. Okay. Yare deke tare ka Krishna upadesh. So he's just parroting. He's parroting the teachings or instructions of Madan Mohan. So who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Madan Mohan.
Madan Mohan ki jai. Madan Gopal ki. So that is, and then there's one more verse. Prabhupada is telling in his purport, this should be the attitude of all devotees. What is that attitude? He did it, not me. This is the attitude. He did it. I didn't do it. He did it. As I often mention, when I asked Bhuvaneshwar Das, who's the Pujari in Krishna Balaram Temple, cooking noon offering, kitchen supervisor, deity kitchen, if we have sometimes a rare opportunity to honor some Mahaprasadam with his grace. And then we say, oh, this plum chutney is too good. Did you make this? Did you make this for Sham Sundar? He said, no, Radharani made it. I said, all right, fine. This is correct. This is the right attitude. I didn't do it. She did. So, Prabhupada says that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead recognizes a devotee, he then gives that devotee intelligence and dictates how he may go back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed by the Lord himself in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tadami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly serving, constantly devoted and serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. The opportunity to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord is open to everyone, because every living entity is by constitution a servant of the Lord. To engage in the service of the Lord is the natural function of the living entity. But because he is covered by the influence of Maya, the material energy, he thinks this is a very difficult task to serve the Lord. But if he places himself under the guidance of a spiritual master and does everything sincerely, immediately the Lord, who is situated within everyone's heart, dictates how to serve him. Tadami buddhi yogam tam. The Lord gives this direction, and thus the devotee's life becomes perfect. Whatever a pure devotee does is done by the dictation of the Supreme Lord. Very nice phrase. Whatever a pure devotee does is done by the dictation. Does done dictation. Whatever he does is done by the dictation. Very poetic writing, actually. Supreme poetry. It's done by the dictation of the Supreme Lord, sitting within his heart. Turn left, turn right, sit down, stand up, speak, don't speak, write, don't write. Go, stop. Thus, it is confirmed by the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that whatever he wrote was written under the direction of the Sri Madan Mohan deity. Se liki Madan Gopal jay likai kashter putali jena kuhake nachai. Putali, this means doll, mannequin, putali. As a wooden doll is made to dance by, it says here, a magician, I write as Madan Gopal orders me to do so. This is the position of a pure devotee. One should not take any responsibility on his own. Should be a soul surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who will then give him dictation as a Chaitya Guru, spiritual master within. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased to guide a devotee from within and without. From within, he guides the devotee as the super soul, and from without, or rather outside, he guides the devotee as the spiritual master. So then he says, Kula devita mora madana mohan janre sevaka raghunatha rupa sanatan. I accept as my family deity Madan Mohan, whose worshippers are Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Vrindavana dasarapad padmakari dhyan tanragyalanalikki jahate kalyan. I took permission from Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet, and upon receiving his order, I have attempted to write this auspicious literature. So here, Prabhupada tells that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission not only from the Vaishnavas and Madan Mohan, or Krishna, but also from Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is understood to be the Vyas of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Lilate Vyasa Vrindavanadas Tanra Kripa Bina Anye Nahaya Prakash. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized writer on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without his mercy, one cannot describe these pastimes. So, this is the story of the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Madan Gopal, or he's called Madan Gopal or Madan Mohan. So the author is Madan Mohan, and additional blessings were collected from the Vaishnavas and from the worshippers of the deity, the Pujari. Gosai Das Pujari gave his blessings, and the worshippers of Madan Mohan, Rupa and Sanatan, and Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath, Bade Akuti, Havi Akuti. He's very eager to follow them. And then he showed his respect for the writer of the previous biography, considered to be the most authorized biography, which was written before this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he takes blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So with all this humble approach and confirmation and sanction from within and without, then he began the wonderful service of compiling the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're very grateful for Krishnadas Kaviraj's contribution to the Gaudiya legacy, Gaudiya Vaishnava legacy of transcendental literatures. So this is the author, the real author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you want to know who the author of a book is, then ask the author. Did you write this book? No, she did it. Did you cook this offering? No, Radharani did it. Did you write this book, Krishnadas Kaviraj? Who? Me? No, he did. Madan Gopal and Dwadasaditya Tila. You can see him there. He's looking so beautiful. He wrote this book. I simply held the pen and he moved it. So this is the same everywhere. This is the phenomenon. When you have this combination of Bhagavan Bhakta Prem Sambandha, when you have the Lord and his devotee combined in loving embrace or in loving relationship, that the devotee simply acts as an instrument of the Lord. Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. Christians have some prayer like this. Thy will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is the devotee's life. He simply carries out the will of the Lord. Nimitta matram. And so many places and so many times, whenever you have Krishna and his devotee, the devotee is always being implored or being utilized as an instrument in the hands of the Lord. And Krishna told Arjuna the same point. You should be an instrument. Just be an instrument in my hands. Don't rebel. Don't argue, don't disagree, just surrender. Sarva dharman pratyaja, mam ekam sharanam braja, ham tvam sarva papevyo mokshesmi masucha. Don't be afraid, masucha, don't be afraid. I won't manhandle you. I won't break you. I'll handle with care. Please handle with care. This side up. This side up. So Krishna will always keep us right side up. He will not turn us upside down. We are very fragile, and he knows it more than we do. He knows how fragile we are. So he won't handle us too roughly. He won't give a bhakta a bear hug. Krishna won't give a bear hug to a bhakta. But if he's been around for a while, then he might get a bear hug. Krishna may crush your ribs. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying in Shikshastakam. Oh, Krishna, you may crush my ribs by your embrace. But that's only done to the most advanced devotees. If you are a new devotee, Krishna only gives you a constant stream of Mahaprasadam. Gives you a constant supply of Mahaprasadam. Take, 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 take. Oh, Krishna's mercy, I got another plate of Mahaprasadam. And then he's only fattening you up so he can crush you later. But the point is that the devotee, at every stage of his devotional development, he tries his best and his utmost to surrender to the will of the Lord and be used as a agreeable instrument in his hands. So tomorrow, by the Lord's will, if Mahaprabhu allows, we will meet together and discuss about Pundarik, the story of Pundarik Vidyanidhi being slapped by the lords. So you can sleep on that, and possibly when you're sleeping, you may remember this pastime and have the same experience. Arivo!